we know they are stars. Do you know they are highlights? I do. I do.
You're listening to 4ZZZ, and that live in the studio was Riley Fitzallen with Your Stars. Riley, thanks so much for coming in today. Amazing performance.
Thanks, Scott. Cheers for having me.
So you're in town. You're not a local boy. You're from Northern New South Wales originally?
Yeah, the Northern Rivers down near the water.
A beautiful part of the world. And I'd say it's probably delivers a disproportionate number of touring musicians to Brisbane. What is it, do you reckon, about that part of the world that kind of inspires so many musicians?
I guess growing up, especially when I was in high school, it was definitely a strong vibe of creativity around the place. You only have to look at Byron Bay and the amount of amazing artists that have come out of there. More recently, you know, even out of Lismore, there's Sevira at the moment. There's a really pumping little music scene going on in Lismore at the moment. Tora came out of Byron Bay, Carl Lionheart, Garrett Cato, even Parkway Drive, you know.
Yeah.
I think, you know, there's Xavier Rudd, Angus Stone, they all live in Byron Bay. So it's, I guess it's hard not to be inspired when you look around and there's just like beautiful mountains, beautiful rainforests, the ocean. Everyone's generally pretty happy. Most, you know, most people shop at the organic local markets and get most of their food that way. So it's kind of really just the way human beings should be living. So it's you know, it's easy to get inspired and create in that area.
So when did you yourself first pick up the guitar?
When I was 15, I went to Blues Fest and saw all the cats doing their thing on stage. And
so who was there that first year that really blew your mind?
That year it was, I think it was Kim Churchill was playing, Angus and Julia Stone were playing. I think even Bob Dylan might have been playing that year.
Ah, that year, yeah.
Yeah, so it was a pretty phenomenal year, and I just, my mind, you know, blew up, exploded, and I went home and convinced my parents to buy me a guitar, and then I just started playing.
Are you you're stoked for Neil Young next year?
Yeah, I was you know, a little worried how I was going to follow him just before. But yeah, I'm really stoked. I saw him a couple of years ago in England at Hyde Park. He was playing with Crazy Horse.
Wow.
He's still got it. His voice is still phenomenal. If anything, I think it's probably stronger now. He's learned how to control. It's a bit of a wild beast, his voice, really, much like his guitar playing.
Yeah, like, was it Big Black? Black Beauty?
Black Beauty, yeah. That's the name of his guitar, yeah. I saw him play that. It was a special experience. But yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to checking him out. If not at Blues Fest, then maybe in Brisbane or one of his shows around the country.
Yeah, definitely. So you've moved. You've kind of half moved to Melbourne to pursue your music, and you've got your debut EP, which came out last year.
It's kind of came out at the end of last year, start of this year. It's, you know, it's a bit of a mystery as to when it was properly out.
So it's called Dead Arrows, and tell me about the recording of that.
So we started it off, Daniel Pinkerton, who produced it and is also in my band most of the time. He's on the road with me at the moment. We started off doing it in his bedroom in Lismore. We recorded Your Stars, the first track, and the single we're touring at the moment. We recorded that predominantly in his bedroom in Lismore. It was the first serious recording either of us had ever done. We did the drums at the local university studio. And we kind of were pretty stoked on how that turned out, and we just kind of released it humbly 3 years ago on Facebook and SoundCloud, and it kind of blew up and went a bit viral, and we're kind of, I mean, I was definitely surprised, and so was he as a producer, and he was, you know, we were stoked and blown away at the response we got, and it took a while to kind of get the rest of the record out. We spent about 4 days every week for over a year working on it solidly. You know, we released that first song, Your Stars, 3 years ago, and I only released the record end of last year, start of this, so.
Wow. So what kind of pressure do you feel when the first thing you do really blows up and you've got all these people suddenly clamoring over you? Like, how do you decide what's the next step?
It was pretty tough. I mean, I was pretty young when I released. I was 18, and, you know, whilst it wasn't a great, it was, you know, it was, it's got over 100,000 plays, so it blew up a bit, but, you know, there's obviously differing degrees of how things blow up. But it was, for me, as like the first thing that I ever did, it was quite intense, and I was kind of the first person out of any of my friends to ever release a song like that. So it was definitely a bit of hype, and last year I kind of hid away for a while. I kind of didn't really know what to do because I was struggling with how I could go about releasing this record. I'd spent so much time on it, and suddenly it was finished, and it was kind of scary to put it out into the world. But I did it, and yeah, so now we're touring it. It's a bit of fun.
And yeah, it's a big tour you've got. You're near the tail end now. Are you touring with a band, or is it just you solo?
Yeah, so there's a couple of solo shows that were along the road, but it's predominantly been with a band. Dead Arrows is my band down in Melbourne, and did the Victoria shows with them. And now I've got and Dan, who produced the record, he's on the road with me still now. And we've got a couple of wicked dudes playing with us for these New South Wales and Queensland shows.
And so what kind of guys are they like to tour with?
Yeah, it's an interesting bunch of boys. Daniel's probably the most interesting out of all of them, but that's. But I've known him for a long time, so I know how to handle him. Yeah, it's great. You know, we just run amok, really, and just play shows. Dad's been on the road with us as well, so that's been really cool. He's been helping out with the driving and a bit of roadie work. So,
oh, that's nice. And yeah. Does he play as well?
No, he doesn't, but he's well into it.
Did you were there any particular records from his collection that influenced you when you were growing up?
A few. Him and Mum, they used to listen to a lot of Crowded House and the Beatles and even Ronan Keating and Savage Garden and stuff. I used to listen to a lot of that and sing along.
Nice.
And yeah.
Well, all that stuff, all that pop stuff is fantastic for learning harmonies.
And yeah,
stuff.
And melodies. I feel like I've got a really strong sense of melody and I don't really understand where it came from, but I guess it came from those early days of just listening to emotive pop music, really, ballads.
It sounds like you enjoy touring. So when you get back home after a tour, apart from playing music, what do you reckon you miss most about being on the road?
I guess it's just not knowing what you're going to do next, really, because you always know that something's coming at the end of that road when you're touring. But when you're at home, kind of, you know, this is the only thing I do is play music. So, you know, days go by and sometimes I find I haven't done anything. And that's probably the most confronting part of it. But, you know, I just write, really. That's what I try and do. And I've got a beautiful lover, so I just hang out with her.
Be inspired by your muse.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
So what are your future plans beyond this tour?
I'm gonna chill out for the summer, I think. I'm not sure if I'm going to play any shows over the summer, but we'll see what happens. And then I'm going to head back into the studio. In January, I'm going to do it with a guy, Nikita Miltiadu, and Daniel. Nikita Miltiadu, he just did Tash Sultana's record.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to go into the studio with him and do that. And, yeah, looking forward to it, see what happens.
Awesome. So do I give one more plug for the gig tonight?
Yeah, I mean, come enjoy it. We've got Famassi is a really dope hip-hop artist. He's going to open the night. And before him, we've got False Prophet, who's a spoken word poet. They're both from the Northern Rivers, so I've brought them up to expose Brisbane to what's going on in the hills.
Oh, that's nice.
So, yeah, should be a good night. I'm going to be with my band from around 10 o'clock, so if you want to come bang your head and get all emotional and weird and tonight, you know, the Milk Factory is the place to be.
Have you played the Milk Factory before?
Yeah, I've played it a couple of times now. I've headlined it once before, and I've played a few support shows there. I played a show there earlier in the year supporting Claire Ann Taylor, and I had another show there earlier in the year as well for my own show. And, yeah, it's a cool venue. It vibes well.
Yeah, it does, I think. It's a really good folky venue.
Yeah.
The room's, like, not too big, not too small.
Yeah, it's good for the level I'm at the moment. It feels full without too many people really needing to be there. So
yeah,
good.
Awesome. Riley Fitzalan, thank you so much for coming in today. Thanks, mate.
Cheers, man.